This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures that received new backing following protests of George Floyd's killing, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In signing the bills, Governor Cuomo said they are intended to overturn years of abuse.
This is systemic reform of police departments. This is sitting down and taking a look at exactly what they do and have been doing and looking at it through a new lens of reform and reinvention.
The laws would ban police chokeholds, make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason, and set up a special prosecutor's office to investigate the deaths of people during and following encounters with police officers. Anti-racism protesters marched through central London and observed a two-minute silence in Hyde Park during a Black Lives Matter protest on Friday. As Reuters' Edward Barron reports, Britain's prime minister is advising people not to attend demonstrations over the weekend.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned people not to attend demonstrations this weekend, adding that anyone attacking public property would face the full force of the law.
And what makes me sad about what's happening today is that you've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack.
Anti-racism protesters who've staged demonstrations since the death of African-American George Floyd have put statues at the forefront of their challenge to Britain's imperialist past.